Exciting. Definitely you can see the changes along the walls. You know, new faces in the locker room. So, a new beginning, day one. So,
what was the main message that McDaniels had at that first meeting with everybody?
Just his philosophy of how he's going to conduct things and, you know, what he expects from us as players and what the staff is going to bring, and, you know, pretty much the basics and, you know, just going over the way the practice and everything is going to go about.
How different is it?
I mean, it's football, so it really can't be too much different. You know, just more on a personable basis. You know, everybody got to, you know their role and do that.
Did Josh raise the whole color thing with you guys? Is it?
You had to be the first one, huh?
You knew it.
No, you know, I'll let them handle that. You know what I mean? That's, my job is to play D-line, and that's it. You know, I don't know, you know, the ramifications of what is going on with that, but let that be that.
Did you mention it all today? It's kind of the elephant in the room.
Really? I mean, he just addressed and said, you know, they'll take care of it, and that's pretty much what he said.
What is it like for you guys? Because you don't want to be in the middle of it, but you're not deaf. You have access to the internet.
Well, I mean, you see it, but, I mean, again, you can't control it. You got to control what you can control. My job is to come here and work out and try to get better and let the head office and Jay and his party deal with that and get it over with. It's a business, you know what I mean? Like I said, and I keep reiterating the same thing over and over again, let them handle it.
So do you think that in general the whole team has that attitude that, or is this going to be a distraction until it gets resolved?
No, I think everybody has the same attitude, you know what I mean? Let them handle it, let them deal with it. I mean, we can't control it anyway. I mean, we can say what we want to say, but we can't control it.
Do you know how many guys on the team have had communications with Jay? I know a couple of them said they talked to him over the last few weeks. Is that talked about at all?
Nah, not at all. I mean, really? No.
So when you looked around today, there's a lot of new faces on the defense. Mm-hmm. What were those introductions like? Is it hi, how are you? Nice?
Yeah, just, I mean, the basic, you know, hey, what you doing? I mean, how you doing? What's your name? You know, what, you know, that kind of thing. You know, like a couple guys I walked through, and I was like, oh, what's your name again? So, but I mean, it's just like a, you know, welcome home or, you know, congratulations, you know, all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, I mean, we're here to do a job, and that's pretty much it.
What did the defensive coaches tell you about what the defensive philosophy is going
to
be?
We haven't even talked to them. So, I mean, Coach McDaniels got up and said his little spiel, and that was pretty much it. So I couldn't even tell you if I knew.
I know we talked about it when they first hired Josh, that obviously you were what, a freshman when he was a senior quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it was weird. Then how was it being in a team meeting with a guy that you played high school football with as now the head coach of the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, especially knowing that, you know, we were high school teammates and grew up in the same city and close to the same neighborhood, to see him now in control of my fate and my future. So it's a little weird. At first, I didn't know what to call him, Josh, or call him Coach McD. I told him, what do I call you? Just call me Josh. That's what I was going to call you anyway.
Did it make you regret picking on him when he was in high school?
A little bit. A little bit. We have a real unique relationship. You know, his dad coached me, and I played more with his younger brother. So, you know, we're pretty tight.
Kenny, what do you think of it? There's obviously been a lot of changes on defense. Do you think that, on paper, this is a better group than what you guys had at the end of last year?
I couldn't even tell you what we look like on paper. I don't even know half the guys in the locker room. So, I don't know. I mean, I'll let y'all do y'all speculations and all that kind of stuff and assumptions. So, I don't know.
Are you excited about the
future? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime, I mean, change is always good. You know what I mean? Anytime you have new faces, you know, there's new competition. There's new things guys going to bring to the team and different roles. So, it's definitely going to be fun and exciting.
Should it be important for the offseason workouts to actually see quarterback out there with you?
We going back to this again? Again, I mean, right now we're just running and lifting. I mean, you like to see everybody here. You know what I mean? I mean, Brian's not here. There's a couple guys that aren't here. But, I mean, whatever they have to deal or do, that's fine. But, I mean, we'll be all right. I mean, I got faith in the people upstairs and everything else that we'll be just fine.
Obviously, you guys can't control what's going to happen with that. You can't really have an opinion about what's going to happen with that. But just kind of generically, is it in the locker room, is it a topic of conversation that people are like, oh my gosh, can you believe that this situation has developed the way that it has?
I mean, honestly, we've been there all morning. Not one person has said anything about it. I mean, because it's out of our hands. We can't control it. We can't, you know, we worried about what we got to run tomorrow versus what's going on, you know what I mean? So, that's more of our concerns, but I mean, right now, like I said, let them handle it, and I have faith in both parties that they'll resolve it.
When will you see leadership start to emerge from the defensive side of the football?
I guess as good as mine. I mean, there's certain guys that just by, you know, their personalities will be natural leaders. I think you might have broke some. they'll be natural leaders, so you know, they always come to the top. Yeah. I mean, you guys can lead by example by doing certain things, and you notice it. But as far as, you know, all the vocal stuff and all that don't happen until, you know, pads come on and you can really tell.
Kenny, because of Josh's age, there's curiosity about, you know, how the players will respect him. Did he command the room?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a head coach. I don't care if he's 20, 40, 50, 60 years old. You're the head coach. You're going to get the respect. No question about it. I mean, and just his demeanor. He's very methodical. He's very articulate. He's a good coach. You know, he comes from a line of good coaches. His dad was a coach and so on and so forth. So, I mean, I have nothing but respect for him.
Can you see similarities between he and
Oh, yeah. I mean, just when I was sitting watching him today, his mannerisms and just the way he talks and the way he repeats stuff, same way as Coach McDee used to do. I heard his dad, same thing. I mean, it's amazing. I was just watching his hands, motions, and all that, just like his dad.
Have you spoken to his dad?
No, he's in town, actually. Hopefully I get to meet with him today.
Hey, Kenny, everybody knows the offensive second in the league last year. Do you guys feel like as a group defensively that if you had performed better last year, maybe none of us would
really
be sitting here right now?
No, y'all be here regardless if we would. No, y'all will be here. There's no question about that. But no, I don't know. I mean, last year was last year. You know what I mean? I can't dwell on the past and say, oh, we should have did this, we should have did that. I mean, it's irrelevant. You know what I mean? So for the most part, today's day one. Let's move forward. I mean,
you said earlier this is a business. How far into a career do you realize, man, he's right?
Early.
Still play a game, but this is a business. Early.
Early. Once you see, you know, after your first. Training camp, and you develop relationships with guys, you know, with 80 some guys in the locker room, you develop relationships with them, and the next morning, gone. I mean, that it's not like college. You know, college, oh yeah, you get hundreds of guys in, you know, you'll be with them for the next 3 to 4 years, 5 years, whatever. Here, you might be with them for a day, month, week, whatever, a year, hopefully. So,